Kevin shook his head, insulted by Fisher's tone. I know exactly what we do next. We get on a plane and go back to Boston. Fisher glared at him but didn't respond. Martinez was still tapping the side window. Kevin's mind was made up. He didn't care what Fisher thought. He wasn't going to stick around waiting for them to get nailed. This was Louisiana, the Deep South. Kevin had no idea what sort of people ran the riverboats down here, or what they would do to a bunch of northern kids who had taken their money. Suddenly, Dylan cursed from the back seat. Oh, man, we've still got all those horseshoe chips. Kevin's fingers whitened against the wheel. He hadn't even thought of that. He looked at Fisher, then at Martinez in the mirror. Fisher was glaring straight ahead. Martinez had his eyes closed. Kevin knew what they were thinking. $50,000 was way too much to eat. Though he was scared, he had to agree. They had no choice but to go back to the horseshoe. He drove in silence, doubling back toward the giant lit-up hotel on the waterfront. When they reached the turnoff of the driveway, he turned to face Fisher. All right, he said quietly. We'll park the car 20 feet from the front doors. You guys will wait while I go inside and exchange the chips. Fisher looked like he was about to say something, then shrugged. It was Kevin's paranoia that had them on the run. If Kevin wanted to make the exchange, it was his call. Dylan took the plastic bag full of chips out of the duffel and handed it to him. Don't spend it all in one place. Kevin felt like everyone was staring at him as he moved through the lobby and up the ramp that led to the riverboat. The boat seemed even more crowded than before, and he passed at least 3 uniformed security officers on his way to the cashier's desk. Thankfully, none of the officers gave him a second look or even seemed to notice the heavy plastic bag gripped tightly in his hands.